Omaha Public Radio presents another program from the Creighton University Lecture Series on Noon Forum. We'll hear a talk by Nicholas Tajoma, Bishop of the Diocese of Tshombe in the ecclesiastical province of Kananga in Africa, and President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Democratic Republic of Congo. He'll speak on the topic, the Catholic Church and peacebuilding in the Congo. Bishop Tajoma's appearance is co-sponsored by the Kripke Center for the Study of Religion and Society, together with the Center for Catholic Thought at Creighton University. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Tuesday evening, September 21, 2010, for broadcast at this time. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of Creighton University, KIOS-FM, or the Omaha Public School District. Here now to introduce the speaker is John O'Keefe, Director of the Center for Catholic Thought.
I'm very happy to introduce to you Bishop Nicholas Tajoma, who is the Bishop of the Diocese of Tshombe in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He is also currently the President of the National Bishops' Conference of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He was born in 1944 and was ordained to the priesthood in 1972. He earned a bachelor's degree in theology from the University of Kinshasa in 1972, and studied for 6 years at the Sorbonne in Paris, where he earned a PhD in psychology. Bishop Tajoma was also interdiocesan seminary rector in Loja for 14 years, and from 1994 to 1998, he was the academic secretary general of the Institut Supérieur Pédagogique de Wembo Nyama, and has taught for many years as a visiting teacher at the Catholic University of Congo in Kinshasa. In July 1997, he was appointed Bishop of the Diocese of Tshombe and was consecrated in November of that same year. From 2002 to 2007, he was President of the Association of Episcopal Conferences for Central Africa. In 2008, Bishop Tajoma was elected President of the National Episcopal Conference for the Democratic Republic of Congo. And since his election, Bishop Tajoma has launched several peace-building initiatives throughout his country. Bishop Tajoma is often described as an exceptionally charismatic man with amazing peace-building experience. He has worked with other bishops from Rwanda, Uganda, and Burundi to end the wars that have been destroying these countries, especially the Congo, for more than 15 years, with dire consequences for human lives and human rights. He was among the participants in the Synod of Bishops for Africa, which met in October of 2009. The bishop informs me that his presentation will last between 25 and 30 minutes, after which he would like to engage in question and answer. However, he also asked me to point out that his English is his fifth language, and he requests that you ask questions slowly. And I know there are a number of French speakers in the room this evening, and he may ask us to help him during the question and answer period. So if any of you speak French and are willing to step up, just feel free. So please join me in welcoming Bishop Nicholas Tajoma to Creighton as he speaks to us on the topic of the Roman Catholic Church and peacemaking in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. I, first of all, want to thank Creighton University for affording me this opportunity to share with you about the situation of people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I am particularly grateful to Professor John O'Keefe and Thomas Kelly for their effort in making this project a reality. Knowing how busy the life of a university professor is, as myself, I have been university professor for 15 years, I must admit that both of you have a big deal of generosity for investing your time in preparing my trip to Omaha. I sincerely thank you for your love for the people of Congo. I'm grateful to the Jesuit fathers for the hospitality they extend to me so generously. I take this opportunity to invite Creighton University to visit us. We will be so grateful if you can come to see for yourselves instead of hearing from me with my broken English. In the Congo, we don't speak English. We speak French and Congolese languages. I learned English by myself at home when I became bishop because it was necessary to communicate here in the States with people. My short presentation comprises 4 points. In the first one, it will be a brief overview of the situation in the Congo. In the second one, I talk about the key issues in the Congo. In third point, I speak about what the Bishops' Conference is striving to do. And then in the last point, I ask you what you can do to help improve the situation in the Congo. First point, the context. The Congo, which is home to 65 million people, is located in the center of Africa. It is slightly less than one-fourth of the U.S. in size. It's a very, very big country. And it's the third largest country in Africa. As many of you might know, Congo is emerging from 15 years of war, which, according to the reports from the UN, is one of the deadliest wars in the world since World War II. According to the UN, the war in the Congo has claimed about 6 million lives. And many people are still experiencing the aftermath of war, striving, and the diseases killed a lot of people who fled to the jungle to flee the fighting. The healing process in which the country is engaged is often troubled by the resurgence of violence against civilians, especially women and children. It is troubled too by the atmosphere of insecurity and terror maintained by the different armed groups still active in the eastern part of the Congo. The region, Kivu region, it's a mountain region at the border with Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi. And the armed groups came from Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and some from the Congo. Among many causes of this situation are the internal disorganization and dissensions, but it's mostly due to the illegal exploitation of the natural resources of the Congo. In this region, we have a lot of natural mineral resources. The natural resources comprise gold, copper, cobalt, plutonium, and especially coltan. The coltan is used for our cell phones and computers. That is why I want to ask you to say a prayer for the Congo whenever we use these valuable tools. Even the UN observes that natural riches of the Congo are directly related to its endless war and suffering. In spite of this situation, the Congo has entered in a process of democratization which needs to be strengthened in order to bring about strong institutions at all the levels of the government. The Catholic Church is fully involved in this process. This brief overview of the situation shows that the context of the country is still marked by insecurity, by security issues, need for the implementation of the process of democratization, and the key question of the illegal exploitation of natural resources. Peace in the Congo, we strongly believe, will come only from the resolution of these three questions: security issues, democratization, and put an end to the illegal exploitation of natural resources. Key issues. First, security issues. After a time of relative peace that followed the elections in 2006, the security situation is once more weakened, particularly in the eastern part of the country. There is a resurgence of intense activity of armed groups which destabilize all kinds of attempts to development and peaceful life. The recurrence of kidnappings, rapes, attacks against civilians is constantly reported, especially in the eastern part. The widespread sexual violence against women, which has become a weapon of war for the different groups in action, is a cause of desolation and death of many people. This situation bears with it all the negative effects, such as hunger, illness, illiteracy, and so on. The efforts for peace are made harder despite our work with the armed groups by the presence of the most ferocious militias, one from Rwanda, the Democratic Force for the Liberation of Rwanda, FDLR, and the Uganda rebels, the famous Lord Resistance Army, LRA. The two groups constitute the main threat against the safety of the civilians. All these groups finance their movement by the illegal exploitation of the blood minerals from the Congo. We joyfully welcome Resolution 9025 of the Security Council creating the MONUSCO, UN Mission for Stability in DR Congo, with a specific mission of protecting the civilians. We hope that the ongoing discussions with the Congolese authorities will bring about concrete mechanisms for a more effective implementation of this resolution to the process of democratization. The Congo is on track with the process of democratization since the elections organized in 2006. Next year, 5 years after, it will be held new elections. It appears, however, that the institutions created by this election are still fragile, especially at the provincial level, and demonstrate a real need to strengthen the capacities of local leaders. For now, two important processes are part of the efforts to engage the Congo more deeply in the process of democratization. It's the decentralization process and the organization of local and general elections next year. If organized adequately, the local and general elections will facilitate the implementation of the process of decentralization, which advocates for participative governance, providing elected leaders at all levels of governance in the country. 3, put an end to the illegal exploitation of the mineral resources. The Catholic Church and the entire Congolese people welcomed with gratitude and satisfaction the promulgation by the U.S. Congress of the law number 111-203 related to what is called the blood minerals from the Congo. We strongly hope that the relevance of the articles 1502 and 1504 will help to deprive armed groups financial resources from illegal exploitation, transportation, and sale of these mineral resources and increase transparency in the marketing of minerals from the Congo. Third point, the Church and the option for the consolidation of peace. In this context, the advanced degradation of social structure, the Catholic Church is resolutely engaged in efforts for the return of peace in DR Congo. Besides humanitarian assistance, it provides with the help of the international community. The Church works actively on community reconciliation, starting at the level of small Christian communities. Over the years, we are providing education related to issues such as citizenship and civic education, participatory governance, transparency in management of natural resources, the mechanism of fight against corruption and illiteracy. We should recognize that it's not always easy to work as a church in a context where the people experience a high level of illiteracy and poverty because of the greed of others. The church itself faces the challenges of caring for these people because of the lack of resources. Similarly, the fight against corruption requires means and resources which the church doesn't have enough. However, it would be misleading to think primarily of material assistance to help the Congo get rid of the situation. To prepare a better future, the church is striving to educate young people and adults to a culture of peace. Here are some of our initiatives. The Congo Bishops' Conference is putting pressure on the Congolese leaders to work toward the establishment of reliable institutions and to foster peace to all people. We are doing the work of reconciliation, whereby we try to work on different levels, such as parish level, for ethnic reconciliation and forgiveness toward the abusers. You would wonder how people can forgive and reconcile with those who killed their families, raped their relatives, or burned their houses. The mission of the church is to remind people that love and faith can help us overcome all this hardship. Our effort is to help people understand from basic communities that only love can build when hatred and war destroy. Parishes are organizing celebrations for community healing and reconciliation. The church is involved in civic education in order to train people to understand what are their rights and their duties, especially at the time of elections. The church also is assisting people with medical and psychological care in many places, especially the raped women. Through its Justice and Peace Committee, the church is exercising its prophetic role in reminding the government to keep people accountable of their action and work against corruption, while at the same time trying to restore justice to the victims. The last point, what we ask you to do here in the States. One would wonder what Creighton can do to help foster peace in the Congo. You can help a lot by raising awareness of the situation of the people in the Congo about all the cases of abuses. Many people are not aware of the war that has been devastating the Congo. You will help a lot by letting them know about it. You will have contributed in the work of the church in educating others here. You can use all the modern means of communication that you have in order to reach this objective. You can urge your representative to raise the awareness of the international community about the necessity of a peaceful resolution of conflicts inside the Great Lakes region countries. You can urge the U.S. Congress and the government to put diplomatic pressure on the governments of the region of Great Lakes for a concrete plan and concerted plan against the rebel from Uganda and the rebel from Rwanda in accordance with the law promulgated by President Obama. It's rather the Congolese who are victims of the presence of the two groups. You can help contacting your representative in every level, writing to them and asking them to support the efforts in stopping the illegal exploitation of natural resources and working on the implementation of the resolution of regulating the traffic of minerals in the Congo. You can also discuss ways that you can be of assistance to the Congo in your classes, in your offices, or in your families, in order to share with everybody in many settings of life. Most of all, remember the people of Congo in your daily prayers. Seeing how complex and how vast the Congolese situation is, it's very hard to cover all the details in a short talk like this one. I will hope that what I said has raised questions that can foster our conversation. Again, I thank Creighton University for this opportunity. I thank all of you. May God bless you. Thank you very much. My diocese is located just in the center of the country. It's a diocese map. We have 47 dioceses in the Congo, and we are 50 bishops. The Congo is the most Catholic, the bigger Catholic country in the Central Africa. We have 30 million Catholics in the population, which is 65 million. It's almost 50%. After that, we have 10% who are Protestant, and then a few is from a local prophet, Kibangism. And then a lot of sects coming from the States with a lot of money. And they take our faithful because they're... Yeah. Feel free to ask any question. Yeah.
We're familiar with the... I'm familiar with the conflict between Rwanda and Burundi leading to the Rwandan genocide a number of years back. Is the conflict in Congo a spillover from that?
Yeah, the conflict initially came from partly from the consequences of the genocide in Rwanda. in 1994, when the Hutus fled the country, when Kagame came and took power, a lot of refugees fled to the Congo, and some people, armed, fled to this region, and they stayed there until now. And they are committing atrocities against the population. Yeah.
Would you talk somewhat about colonization and specifically the U.S. support for Mobutu, who was, of course, a dictator who was there for many, many years, famously called a kleptocrat, who essentially, I guess, bankrupted the country. So my question is, why is Congo such a mess, and would you talk about, you know, the colonization aspect of it?
Yeah, the colonization is too far. It's too far, but the dictatorship of Mobutu, more than 30 years, broken the country. And it was at the time of la guerre froide between the
Cold War.
So Mobutu is in a good position for the Western against, and that the Congo suffered from that situation, and we are living now the consequences of that that situation.
Well, thank you so much for coming, and please join me in thanking him. Yeah.
You've been listening to a program from the Creighton University Lecture Series on Noon Forum. We've heard a talk by Nicholas Tejoma, Bishop of the Diocese of Tshombe in the Ecclesiastical Province of Kananga in Africa, and President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Democratic Republic of Congo. He spoke on the topic, the Catholic Church and Peacebuilding in the Congo. Bishop Tejoma's appearance was co-sponsored by the Kripke Center for the Study of Religion and Society, together with the Center for Catholic Thought at Creighton University. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Tuesday evening, September 21st, 2010, for broadcast at this time. Special thanks to Cindy Workman, Associate Director of Public Relations at Creighton University, for helping to make the recording and broadcast of this program possible. Complete Noon Forum listings, as well as an archive of previous broadcasts, and podcasts of selected Noon Forum programs are available on our website, kios.org. Now this is your producer and host, Bob Cote, thanking you for listening.